SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, reflections on Jamaica's military history, the highlight of International Museum Day. And later, a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA, right after this.
See it, boss. I didn't collect today.
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy.
The road is
yo,
slow today.
Tap your knives. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow, plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Did you know Jamaica held prisoners of war from across the world during the World Wars? How much do you know about your country's military history? The International Council of Museums has dubbed May 18 International Museum Day, a time when globally people are invited to take a second look at the stories of their history and culture as told by artifacts and testimonials found in their own museums. The local activities, which include a film screening and pop-up exhibition, will be spearheaded by the University of the West Indies UWI Museum in association with the Jamaica Military Museum. Curator at the UWI Museum, Dr. Suzanne Francis Brown, says the events will be spread across two locations, beginning with Up Park Camp.
The Jamaica Military Museum is focusing on World War I through a lecture at the Jamaica Military Museum at Up Park Camp. So 10 o'clock, they'll be doing a lecture, and the focus is on the Halifax incident, which was an incident in which Caribbean persons were involved during World War I. And they'll be following that with a tour of the Jamaica Military Museum.
The lecture will be delivered by Professor Hyacinth Simpson of Ryerson University in Canada. At 1:30 p.m., the activities move up to the museum at the UWI Regional Headquarters in Mona for two docufilm screenings.
And then at 2 o'clock, we'll be having the film on the camps and on the Germans in Jamaica through the camps. And then it will be followed by a question and answer period. And we will do a repeat of that at 6 o'clock in the evening through a collaboration with the Jamaica German Society, which also has an interest.
Again, the 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. screenings take place at the UWI Museum, which is also the place to visit to see the displays which make up the pop-up exhibition from May 15 to 19. Visit facebook.com/UWI Museum, uwimuseum.wordpress.com, or call 977-6065 for more details. One of the strategies under Vision 2030 Jamaica is to ensure that the population takes greater responsibility for the maintenance of its health. Read more about goal number one of Vision 2030 at vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339 to learn more. Time now for a Child Month tip. Question your child in a calm and clear way if they behave strangely or seem wary around a particular person. There may be a good reason for their behavior. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, due to the inclement weather, the workshops for science teachers in Anglican schools in Region 1, originally planned for May 18 at St. Luke's Church Crossroads, has been postponed. A new date is to be announced. And Friday, May 19 is National Children's Day. Remember to wear yellow in support of our nation's children. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for tuning in. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.